I'm gonna title this Last Man Standing. And it could be Last Woman Standing or Last Person Standing. Only reason I'm titled it Last Man Stand instead of Last Person is because, I don't know, that seems to be a saying somewhere. I don't know. I don't know if it was some kind of sport or something. Anyway, could name it The Last Team Standing. But, you know, what I'm getting ready to talk about, not many people ready. They can't handle it. You can't handle the truth. If you really get a revelation of what I'm saying, that most everything in your life is Genesis 3 delusion. Everybody, you can be your own God. You can be your own God. You're a created being, but you can be your own God. You see that everywhere. Every kind out there, the meditation kind, the New Age kind, the gematria kind, the Essenes, everybody's wanting to be their own God. You might conform, you might do some spiritual farming, but you're not going to be your own God. There's one God. And there's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you get a hold of what I'm trying to tell you from your childhood, you know, a lot of people have some trauma from their childhood and they get stuck at, and I learned this from a sister in Christ alone. They get stuck at like 14 or something. They get stuck. They had some kind of trauma and they got stuck right there at that age, 14, 16, 15, 12, whatever. And they can't escape it. They just live that repeat every day. And they stay in that fake reality bubble every day, and every relationship and every situation, it just keeps repeating. They don't wake up to the fact. So let's say there's some woman out there, and every relationship the man does the exact same thing that she has. The exact same thing. And she's not aware of, she's not able to leave the 14-year-old mindset and say, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm stuck in a repeat, cycle, repeat, circle, fake reality. She can't look at herself. And people don't want to look at reality the way it is, you know. Your grandparents are going to die. Your parents, you, your kids, everybody's going to die. This is like a death cult in a way. The flesh is nothing but death. God will quicken your mortal bodies, though. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Quicken means life. God's word is alive, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow, a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. If you don't run to the word, you will not be quickened. If you don't run to the word, you will not be sharp. If you don't run to the word, your heart will be hard. You will have a hard heart. If you don't run to the word, you'll think like the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, and you'll listen to their music and listen to their doctrine and fake doctrine, false doctrine, fake reality, fake everything, and you'll be deceived, and you'll even think that about relationships. You'll be so confused. I went to a biblical count, a couple of them, about three or four of them, and I said, "What do you think's going on? She don't want to stay at the house. She's always running here and there." And then the second one did, and I went and talked to different, and they all said the same thing. No man will make her happy, only Jesus. They have to run to Jesus to be happy. They run the streets all day long. Even if they think they found one, they're going to do it again. They're going to cheat on that one. They're going to lie to that one. They're going to They're not going to be keepers at home. They're going to run the streets. They might not even be cheating. Usually they are. But they might not be, but they just can't be at home. They can't submit to authority. They hate authority because they hate a God. They hate God's authority. They hate the patriarchy. But that's God's authority on this earth. Everybody's saying, down with the patriarchy. I say, long live the patriarchy, because if we don't have it, this place is chaos. If you don't have a father or a husband or a dad or a brother in Christ to go talk to, you're probably going to be confused, I'm sorry to say. It's just the way it was built. You can be mad at God. I don't like this reality. I don't like it. Well, God made it this way for a reason. Let's say he made it different. Let's say he made a different reality where the woman's the head of the house and all. It wouldn't have fit the type and shadows of Christ dying for the church. The type and shadow has to be clear. There's a lot of women out there married to good men, and the man's putting up with a bunch of emotional basket case stuff, and they just keep on enduring. I mean, I look up to those men. I mean, those are real men. Not only are they alpha men, they're sigma men to put up with a bunch of up and down fickleness, you know. I don't know how they do it. I don't have that strength. You know, I'm probably to that point, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, if you're raised by a mom, you're probably a beta male. And then you join the Coast Guard and you say, wait a minute, you go to college, you go to boot camp, and you say, wait a minute, I've been thinking wrong. And then you get some life problems. Then you get some in-law, outlaw problems. And then you get more tough and more tough and more mean and more tough and more serious and more focused and more focused and more focused. And then you become an alpha male. And then it keeps going. You keep getting hit by the waves of this machine. And then you become a sigma male. And then you're done. And they can't sway you. They can't fool you. They can't sway you. You just look right through them. Because you know the word, your eyes pierce their heart. Because God's word pierces even to the heart, the dividing asunder of the heart. So every time they open their mouth, you compare it with scripture and you say, all right, so they're still in delusions. They're in Genesis 3. They think they know something, and they don't. And so what do I do in this situation? Do I face off with this person or just walk away? And like those biblical counselors said, no man will make her happy. Just walk away, man. I said, okay. I said, you know, it's kind of painful, you know, emotional. Yeah. But you know it's just going to get worse. Yeah, that's true. All right, appreciate the advice. You know, these older men, they've seen it all, especially if they're a pastor or they've been in churches. They've seen it all. They've seen it before. There's nothing new. So whether it's a man or a woman, who's going to be the last man standing? Who's going to leave the Genesis 3 bubble, fake reality, and step into revelations based on the scripture, based on absolute truth, based on archetypical types in the 5D, and apply it by faith in the 3D? Because the waves of the 3D are so many that you have to stand by faith. And you have to be like Morpheus in the Matrix, and all the Agent Smiths are shooting him, attacking him, coming after him, and he says, this is not real, and he breaks the chain, and he runs out the window, grabs the hand of Neo or the rope or whatever was out there, and he gets back up and says, I'm not going to be chained into this Agent Smith fake reality. I'm getting out of here. And that's what's going on. You have to stand. Look at the two witnesses in Revelation. You talk about sigma males. You talk about alpha males, the 144,000. Two men facing off with the whole world. The whole world. The lies of the whole world. The whole world is in the metaverse. And you see it on YouTube. You see it everywhere. You see it all around you. The whole world is against you when you stand on the truth and you break the Genesis 3 fake reality bubble. The whole world is against you. And hopefully, you can come across, and it's only usually online, you come across a couple of brothers, a couple of sisters that say, I don't want to believe the lies anymore. And if it's a woman who can't handle authority, she stays single. At least she admitted the truth. She needs to just stay single. If she don't want to submit to her husband, stay single. Get your brothers in Christ that you talk to, your sisters in Christ, stay single. If the man can't love his wife as Christ loved the church because she's crazy and so crazy, and he just needs to stay single. He can love her as a sister and, you know, stay single. I promise you, if you really talk in depth to some brothers and sisters, just be real, they will heal any trauma. If you could find a local church, got some real born-again brothers and sisters, any trauma you had at 14 or 15 or 20 or whatever trauma at 4 years old can be healed. But you've got to be real, people. You've got to, when you're talking to a brother or sister and you're dealing with something, and they have to admit they deal with stuff, you know, say, man, I'm dealing with this, or brother, I'm dealing with this, sister, I'm dealing with this. And I've had sisters she says, well, you're trying to fix people. You're trying to fix her. It probably came from your mom. I had two or three sisters in Christ online say, you're trying to fix these women, but you can't fix them. And it clicked. It finally clicked. Only Jesus can fix. Those biblical counselors said the same thing. You can't fix her. You can't change her. She needs Jesus. You can't fix her. You can't change her. You can't convince her. She's gonna have to grow into that herself. And so you might have somebody dealing with something who's really saved, and you just need somebody to talk to tell you the truth. And once you eat the truth, digest the truth, renew your mind with the truth, then you're free. And you can look back at those situations. You say, oh, you know what? That was just an experience that God was changing me. Okay, so I married this one, and she did this, 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 and she said this, this, and none of it was real. None of it was really true because they didn't know you. They didn't even know themselves. How can they know you? And so then you take the truth, you digest it, and notice how these narcissists, so you start telling yourself the truth, right? And notice how these narcissists, they leave you alone for 2 weeks and they show back up. And you keep telling yourself the truth. This is not real. This is not real. They're lying. This is fake. 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 And then they go away for a month. They show back up. Then they go away for 2 months. You're a different person. And they go away. And if you check their social media, they're trying to make you jealous or trying to make you feel bad or something. It's a demon in them. So what you do is you say, I'm not even going to check. I don't care what they do. Had a friend of mine, he said, do you ever see what your ex-wife is doing? No. She abandoned ship. She's no longer in my world. I don't care what she's doing. I don't care. I don't care what she looks like. I don't care what she's doing. I don't want to hear nothing. She abandoned ship, so she's made her choice. It's her choice. And I'm looking at him thinking, are you still a beta male, man? Are you still in beta mindset? You still like a little baby, living in past reality? Are you part of the Agent Smith system? I cut that person off just by the way they talked. You know, it's like you knew they were either in on something, Freemasons, or they just were controlled by a spirit, an Agent Smith spirit. It's like these beta people need to go on down the road. Tired of this living in the past stuff. It don't even exist anymore.